Dear friends in Christ, Christ and Antichrist. In Daniel chapter 7, the Lord has given us a prophecy not only of the Christ, but of the Antichrist. Now, I think we'd all recognize that it's a lot more important to know who the Christ is than to know who the Antichrist is. We read in the Epistle of John, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. So knowing that Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ is a mark of someone who is a Christian, someone who has been born of God, who has been given the second birth. And you know, without that second birth, we cannot see the kingdom of heaven. As Jesus said to Nicodemus, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nevertheless, our loving God has also seen fit to warn us of the coming of the Antichrist, so that we would not be deceived by his arrogance and by his lies. And so in Daniel 7, God gave to his people the very first prophecy of the Antichrist. Perhaps you remember that dream that Daniel had of the four beasts, the lion representing Babylon, the bear representing Persia, the leopard representing the kingdom of Alexander the Great of Macedonia, and then finally the beast with the huge iron teeth representing the great Roman Empire. And then, from that fourth beast, emerges the Antichrist, pictured as a little horn, with eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking pompous words. And Daniel was especially curious about this little horn. And so we read, he says, I wish to know the truth about the other horn which came up before which three fell, namely that horn which had eyes and a mouth which spoke pompous words, whose appearance was greater than his fellows. I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them. An angel was there to help Daniel understand. And the angel said concerning this little horn, he shall subdue three kings, he shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time. But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. So how are we going to identify the Antichrist? It is a power that arises or emerges out of the old Roman Empire. It's a power that speaks boastful words. It's a power that persecutes the followers of Christ and will continue in power until the very last day, the day of judgment. When we see these points of identification, it really isn't that difficult to figure out who this Antichrist is, even though there are very few today that recognize it. There is only one authority that has arisen out of the Roman Empire that speaks pompous words, that has persecuted Christians, that has survived through all these centuries, and is still in power today and will no doubt continue until the last day. And that is the Roman papacy. I hope that somewhere along the line in your training here, one of your teachers will take the time to show you in detail why our Lutheran confessions say that the papacy or the Pope is the great Antichrist. Foretold in Daniel 7, foretold in other prophecies, particularly in the New Testament. This morning I have time only for a few items. First of all, the pompous words. What could be more pompous than for someone on earth to declare that he is the head of the church on earth, the visible head, and that all Christians should submit to his authority? What is more pompous than for a person on earth, a human being, to say that when he teaches the church, he is infallible? Well, that's what the papacy has done. And what could be more against Christ or more anti-Christ than for someone on earth claiming to speak for Christ to curse the very teaching of the gospel of Christ, that we are saved by faith alone without the deeds of the law? But that is the official document that the papacy approves. So, when we hear in our day of thousands of people listening to the Pope's words, bowing down to him, gathering around him, and honoring him as if he were almost God, well, let us remember these prophecies. Let us remember that our God has warned about his coming, so that we would not be deceived by his pomp and by his deceiving words. But of course, it is much more important that we know who the Christ is, that Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ. And in Daniel 7, we also have the Christ. Listen to these words. This is what Daniel wrote down. He says, "I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed." When Jesus was on trial before Caiaphas, the high priest, he referred to this prophecy and declared himself many times to be the Son of Man. "As for Antichrist, they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. But as for the Christ, his dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away." Glory be to God who has revealed these things to us in his word. Let us sing hymn 269, stanza 2 and 5. 269, 2 and 5. One announcement, girls varsity basketball, there.